not going to be some weekly Parsha class. Like, I'm going to give it to you guys exactly where you need to hear it. There's once a student that went to his Rosh Hashiva. You guys speak a little Hebrew?
Yeah.
You know what a Rosh Hashiva is? Like a headmaster, whatever, with the stick? Yeah, exactly. There you go. So there's once a student that went to his Rosh Hashiva and he told him, you know, Rabbi, I study a lot of Torah and in my best day of the year, Purim, I drink alcohol. Or when I finish a Masecha, you know what that is? Like when I finish a certain amount of Torah. On my best peak of my moment, I don't feel 10% as good as the non-Jews who go to the city and party and dance all day. You know, you see those New Year's Eve pictures, people blacked out drunk, you know, smoking, whatever, shot up heroin, like people are gone. And they look like they're having so much fun. They're jumping, they're dancing, they're like, this is the life. The rabbi gave a phenomenal answer. He said, if you go to a fish tank, you know what a fish tank is? Obviously. And you take a fish out of the tank and you put it on the table, that fish will start jumping. Why? Because the fish is
dying.
Exactly. Same thing with these parties. You go, you hook up, 5 towns, backseat of the car. I know how it goes. But really you're doing that because you're looking for something inside. You're dying inside. You're not really happy. You know, how do you know that Hashem loves you? A proof that Hashem loves you is that life is not so easy. It's hard. What do you mean? If Hashem didn't love you, He would say, okay, take a perfect life, take perfect parents. By the way, before you come into this world, you chose your parents, you chose your family. And the Rambam, Maimonides, actually says that a person, how do you measure chesed, right? This week's parasha is Noach. And I said I wasn't going to talk about the parasha, but just to bring out the idea, the reason why Hashem destroyed the world before this world, that's why you have, you know, artifacts in the ground, because there was once a world, there was once dinosaurs. So the reason why Hashem destroyed the world, because there was a certain chesed meter in the world, and everybody was cheating on each other's wives, stealing, raping, killing, etc. Harsh crimes, right, against the Creator. Because there's a verse that says that Kadosh Baruch Hu sone zima. God hates immorality. He hates it. He hates it when a guy spills seed. Maybe I don't use these words, by the way. I don't say P-U-R-N. You can ask Sam. We film. I don't say bad words. I don't curse. I haven't cursed for the past 3 years. I don't curse at all. I don't say bad words. But for the sake of teaching you guys and bringing out the point, I'm going to use these words. I'm myself. I'm not a rabbi. I'm not representing anybody. I built my own platform. Come see me. Okay? So the reason why God destroyed the world, because there was a certain meter of chesed, and that meter finished, and that's why God had to destroy the world. So what did God do? God put every single animal on the ark, right? And Noah had to constantly take care of all these animals. And that, there's a verse that says in Tehillim, Ha'olam yibane al chesed. One of the pillars of the world, it's the same way this table has a pillar, the table is held up by the legs. The pillar of the world is chesed. So what did God do? God recreated the world by allowing Noah to take care of the animals. Beautiful concept. But that's not the point of tonight. The point of tonight is that if I'm a father and I love my daughter, right? And she goes out late at night. Well, what am I? I'm going to call her nonstop. I'm going to blow up her phone. Why? Because I care about her. And the moment that a kid feels that my parents aren't calling me anymore, they're not reaching out to me, they're not trying to get me to come home, that kid's going to feel like, wow, my parents don't care about me. I have the freedom to go do whatever I want. But really, any girl in this room who, this is my sister, by the way. Hi, Sarah. I'm the best big brother and my dad's there. So she'll never have a boyfriend because she knows that she doesn't need that. She's not looking for the validation. She's not looking, no, I'm fact, straight up.
She's supposed to get married.
You don't need a boyfriend to get married.
Shut up.
How old are you?
17.
Be 17. What's wrong with being 17, hanging out with your friends, maybe going to Israel for the year? Do you really need someone to break your heart and to use you for your body and for your attention? I'm being straight up because I'm not talking to you directly. I'm saying a woman innately is a supporter. You guys like this, right? A woman is a supporter and a man is a protector. When Hashem created Adam and Chava, they were one opinion. Really, it was Adam's fault that she ate from the tree, but then it became two opinions. The man's job is to support and to look and to protect his woman. Not support, to support, of course, and her goals and her dreams. A man's job is to protect her, to reassure her, to give her confidence. She's thinking, shut up, like everything's okay. You know what I mean? And a woman's job is to support the man. A woman, that's why nowadays everything is twisted. A man becomes a woman because men become very woman-like when they watch PORN, when they're hooking up with girls, when they're doing all these things I think will make them better, but really it's destroying them. By the way, if you don't want to be poor, why are you spilling, etc.? Mazal, your luck, your fortune is motzi zar lebatala in Hebrew, spilling, you see where I'm going with this? When a person is doing these crimes, it's not, let me break it down for you very practically. God gave you your body to procreate because God created the world. He said, hey, I want you to procreate and be like me. Don't just emulate me with having children. Emulate me with your character traits. Be kind. Be patient. Have infinite kindness. Unconditional love. See the good in every person. When you go to Shidduchim one day, don't not date someone because they're Persian and they're from the Five Towns, they're from Queens. Who cares? That's Sinat Chinam. That's baseless hatred. That's why the Second Temple was destroyed. That's why this Mamdani guy has a chance to win this election. Because it's us. There's a verse in the Torah that says, Ki tetzela milchama. A person goes out to war. What does that mean, you go out to war? Usually the IDF meets Hamas in the middle and they fight it out to the death. God is saying, no, you leave your house, you're in the war. Because the war is in Shemaim. There are Mekatregim, which in Hebrew means these opposers of us trying to destroy us, and there's the good side. Every time you do a sin or a mitzvah, there's things, there are angels that are created. That's why when a person comes to you and says, oh, hey, I like your, say Chaz de Hashem, Baruch Hashem, you're supposed to give it back to God. Because when you think that I bought this watch, I opened this business, it's my success, me, kochi ve'otzem yadi, in that moment Hashem says, he takes away his protection from you. Same thing when a guy is watching inappropriate movies and spilling seed and etc. I was there. I know exactly what it's like. I get it. You have difficulties inside of you. You feel that sadness inside of you. But the Zohar writes that whatever society labels as depression, I'm not saying if someone has a chemical imbalance, go to your therapist, take your medication as a temporary solution. That's not my business. But I'm saying when you feel that darkness practically, it's not depression. It's that you feel far from Hashem. In chapter 73 of Tehillim, which is written by King David, is five books of the Torah, five books of Am I saying it very practical, understandable? I don't want to give you these high ideas. It says in chapter 73 in Tehillim, what's your name? You're sitting so close because you're close to the Shekhinah. And I give you a blessing, you should marry a husband who will appreciate you. Chapter 73 in Tehillim, it says, Va'ani kirvat elokim li tov. Again, Va'ani kirvat elokim, to be close to Hashem, it's good for me. To me, to be close to God, that's good for my soul. Coming from King David, a man who had all the money in the world, all the women, all the wives. No, that's not what brings you happiness. For me, to be close, what's your name? Red shirt. Maroon color, what? Saadia. For me, Saadia, or anybody in this room, to be close, we're all, Hashem designed us. We don't, by the way, we don't come from Hashem directly. That's Christianity. Hashem created, according to the Ramchal, you like Ramchal, right, Sam? Hashem created this realm called, according to the Ramchal, called the Shekhinah. And then from the we come from the Shekhinah. We don't come directly from God. That's idol worship. We're Jews. And by the way, if you do your research, this is just interesting to say, if you do your research, you'll find out that not only is there not 80,000 religions in the world, but it's only Jews and Gentiles, period. Every other religion is man-made. They used our material. Muslim people pray five times a day. We pray five times a day on Yom Kippur. They're extreme. We slaughter animals. They blow up school buses. You see, we go to the mikveh. Christian people baptize. I can go on and on about this, but all of their ideas and parts of their religion, which is very strange, it all comes from us. Back to the point. Hashem is saying, King David is saying to Hashem in Tehillim, beautifully written. By the way, if any girl or guy, specifically women, because women are more emotional, etc. If any girl in this room wants to get close to Hashem, get a Tehillim in a language you understand. Don't read Hebrew. Obviously, one time I was by the Kotel and I saw, I forgot the rabbi's name, the rabbi who left his wife to become a big tzaddik. What's his name? Rabbi Ades, Rabbi Yaakov Ades. Thank you, Hashem, for putting it in my head. And I had the zchut, the merit, to hear him speak live. And he said, when you pray, don't pray from your head. Pray from the Sidur. I was sitting there like, why? He said, because in whatever systematic, technical way that God created the world, he instituted that when a person, a Jew, looks at Hebrew letters in the Sidur, it's food for your soul. The same way you have to eat pizza and drink Diet Peach Snapple, or whatever it is because you're hungry and thirsty, when you feel that darkness, Hashem is saying, my dear daughter or son, please get close to me. I want you to be close to me. And you might be saying, how do I get close to Hashem? What is Hashem? I never did that before. You know how hard it was for me to start talking to Hashem? I'm 25. Up until last year, I didn't even understand what it meant. But I went, and I was stubborn about it, and I got close to Gedalia Fenster in Miami. I was stubborn. No, I don't want pizza. Oh, who's this for? No, I don't eat pizza, thank you. Oh, okay. Whatever, later. We have the Torah food now. So, it was very hard for me to talk to Hashem. And the reason why I'm saying talk to Hashem, because that's probably one of the best ways to get close to Hashem. Obviously, it says in Masechet Kiddushin, which is the Gemara, Tractate Kiddushin, page 30b, God writes there, Barati Yetzara, Barati Lo Torah Tavlin. I created the Ra evil. I don't like saying these negative words. I'll explain to you why. But I created an inclination towards, let's say, not the most appropriate things. But really, you're not giving the right meaning to how you feel. When you give the right meaning to how you feel, you will feel the proper feeling. So you're not depressed. You're far from Hashem. You don't have anxiety. You're smart to know that problems can arise. You're creative to design the problems, and you're sensitive to feel them. That's anxiety. But really, that is the recipe to become a great person. So it's not that you're anxious, it's that you're incredible. It's not that you feel that darkness, you have a lot of capacity to become a very happy person, but you're doing things that you think will make you happy because that's how society taught you, or whatever you saw on TikTok or whatever it is, or you just have a body and that body has needs, but you're going and really hurting yourself. I want everybody in this room to understand something. If Hashem didn't love you, your life would be easy. You'd have rich parents, amazing parents, your life would be crystal clear, smooth. If the road is rocky, Hashem is trying to mold you. We all see 47th Street. What's the most fine material in the world? A diamond. How do you mold diamonds? Through pressure. If Hashem is putting that pressure in your life, go on Snapchat and block every guy. And for the guys, same thing with the girls. But why? I'm attached to them. Right person, wrong time equals wrong person. Right feeling, wrong person equals wrong person. Yes, the feeling is true, but it's for your wife or for your future husband. It's not for some guy on Snapchat who just wants to use you. And it's not for some girl on same. It's not really caring about the other person. Love in Hebrew is ahava. In the middle of the word ahava is hav. Aleph, hey, bet, hey. Hav means to give. That's why when dogs bark, hav, like they're barking, give me food, give me attention. Same thing. When you give, because innately we all love ourselves. We're all in it for whoever tells you I need to do self-love therapy, it's a bunch of nonsense. You eat, you drink, you take care of yourself, you exercise, you pray, you love yourself. You're taking care of yourself. And the same way, when you're going to meet your soulmate one day, it's not going to be some excitement that you feel now as a young teenager. Yeah, hooking up, it's exciting, it's geschmack. No, it's not geschmack, it's horrible. Because it takes a long time to grow away from these things. Because the same way you can come and have an immediate rise and feel like, oh my God, I'm satisfied. Something, you wake up the next morning, you feel like. But if you work on yourself, you go on Snapchat, you delete the whole freaking app, or keep it, your memories, I get it, you want to have your things, okay, I understand, I won't be politically correct, fine, but take off the C-A-N-C-E-R, take it off from there. It's inappropriate. It's the right relationships at the wrong time. It's the right feelings at the wrong time. You want to get married, you want to procreate. And the Yetzer, he's very clever. Yetzer Hara comes from the word Re'eh. He's your best friend. So he comes to you and tells you, go hook up, go do this, go do that. But really, he's telling you to get married, and you're giving it the wrong meaning, and you're giving it the wrong feeling. Because when you give it the wrong meaning, you feel a different way. No, but he likes me. He gives me attention. Yes, you want attention. Yes, you want him to like you, but not him. He's just using you. Why don't you want to wait and develop yourself? Think about what you want to do in your life. What kind of career do you want to go down? You guys are young. Go to Israel for the year. I went for 3. I wish I could go for 5. I would go for the rest of my... What are you doing here and destroying yourself, essentially? You know how horrible you'll feel one day? And not because I'm trying to guilt you. I'm saying just like I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to as if you guys are my little brothers and sisters. I love you guys. You know how horrible you'll feel one day if you go and you meet the right person and you have to go and think about all the things you did? It's not... The Baba Sali writes, amazing thing. If a person hooks up and does things with the wrong person before marriage... Everyone has a certain calculation in this world of how much money they should make, how much pleasure they should experience and enjoy. The Baba Sali writes, when you have these pleasures and experiences before marriage with the wrong people, first of all, it's an illusion because it's a sin, so it's not even the real experience. Second of all, when it becomes permissible after you get married and it's a mitzvah, it's something that's positive, then you're going to actually feel the real experience because to run away from something. It's about, I want to give to this person. I want to make this person feel good. I want to build my relationship with this person through intimacy, of course. 90% of a good marriage is intimacy and loving and sweet talking and romance, 100%. But romance doesn't come before marriage. Building a relationship doesn't come before marriage. It comes after the marriage. And how do you get to that place? By learning how to say no. Short-term gratification destroys your self-esteem. You want to build your self-esteem? Long-term satisfaction. Say no today to the person you want to become. Block those people. Stay away from them. But say no today. It's hard to say no. Same way, you put the pizza in front of me. I don't even have a desire for pizza. Ask my sister. I lost a lot of weight recently. But if you put it in front of me 3 months ago, I would say I want to eat it. But now I'm like, it's not even interesting because I know how I'm going to feel. It's a up, it's a crash. If you work on yourself slowly but surely and you get to a level 10 of happiness that you'll get from doing something stupid tonight, when you get to that level naturally by working on yourself, and it might take 6 months, it might take a year, it might take 5, it might take the rest of your life, who cares? That's what Hashem put you for. When you're going to come to the next world, Hashem's going to open a curtain and say, this is the person you could have become. when I'm going to get to the next world, he's an open to current, there's no one to see, because I'm Jonathan Ben Shimon, and I approved this message. I became that person. Don't you guys also want to become that person? Say no to the wrong things now, because it's the right things at the wrong time. But Baba Sali, I was finishing this point. When you have these pleasures before marriage, and then you get married, you're not going to be able to have the same amount of pleasure, because if you have 100% and you go on 10% of it before marriage, you only have 90% left. So do you want to enjoy these amazing experiences in an illusion kind of a way with people that don't care about you, that are using you, that are basically coding in your mind, you know, destructive sex patterns and ideas and that you get from PO, all these things? Or do you want to come one day and not be some shmata on the floor and have someone who's going to date you and not touch you and talk and build a relationship and learn who you are? The emotional relationship, because you're going to be married, you have nida for 2 weeks. If everything is about sex, then you're going to get married, and then those 2 weeks you're going to be checked out. Or you can do the right things today, and when you're going to be married and you have nida, it's going to be the best time of the month. Now is the time to work on the emotional relationship. That's why when you date someone and you work on the emotional relationship and you do it with shomer negiyah and with tahara, which is purity, and you follow Hashem's rules, then when you get engaged and you don't touch her, and by the way, don't get on your knees, guys. In Judaism, it's equal. We don't bow down. We're not dogs. We'll talk about it later if you want. You get engaged, you get married, and imagine you're under your chuppah, and for the first time in your life, you hold the girl's hand. Wow, that's geschmack. Tonight, it might be a quick thrill, but it's a lot of therapy and a lot of struggle and a lot of trying to understand, what did I just do? Or you can come after marriage and hold the person's hand for the first time. First kiss for the first time. First everything for the first time. And by the way, don't feel bad if you did things in the past. Idol worship is not just going to a church and whatever. Idol worship is worshiping the person that you used to be. Everybody in this room is clean neshamot. This is not a pizza store. It's a massive mikveh. Interestingly enough, if Christine can go in the mikveh and come out Rivka, how much more so if a Jew goes in the mikveh? What is it doing to them? You can go in the mikveh and come out a different person. Not just women, guys too. But that's not the point. The point is as follows. When you hold yourself and wait for the right time and the right person and you build it in a beautiful way, everything will be amazing. Tonight, you guys don't have a past. I'm telling you, my name is Jonathan Ben Shimon, and I approve this. No past. It says in the tefillah every day, if I had a siddur, I'll show it to you. I show sources. I'm not some guy that quotes things or just tells you ideas. I'm very literal. Hashem is sitting there and pressing, refresh, creating the world. Not every second, not every millisecond. It's a new bria every second. So it's not a bad day. It's not a bad hour. It's not a bad business call. Nothing is bad. You just see your eyes through your own two. Anyone ever played GTA 5? Yeah. You switch from Michael to Trevor to Franklin? 100%. I love the game. What happens when you switch characters? It goes up in the sky. And then it goes to wherever the guy is in the world. That's Hashem's view. He sees the whole picture. You see whatever you see in front of you. But Hashem sees the whole POV. He sees everything. He's moving it. But it's not bad. Good thing. Bad things don't happen to good people. Good things happen for good people. Change the way you look at it. It's not bad. Program yourself to think positive. This person you're dating says no, okay, it's not my wife. I want to marry who God wants for me. It'll align in the right time. Everything will align. Stop trying to force things. Stop trying to control things. And stop really running. And I'm not saying stop in a way to tell you what to do, but you're better than that. You don't need to run after these relationships. You don't need to run to make yourself feel better. Guys, you don't need to come here to sit next to a girl and smell her. What are you, a creep? Like, don't even come. Honestly, like go all the guys, go make a shira with the rabbi. And same thing with the girls. You have a rebbetzin in the back. She'll teach you. Am I wrong? 100%. I see a big smile on the face. No, stop clapping. We're not done yet. No. No, but you guys get the point. Like, we're coming into a big mikveh tonight, honestly. I didn't even know what I was going to speak about when I came here, but Hashem Sotai Tiftach Ufegiti Latecha. I don't even know why anyone's thinking about the fact that you have a past. Because if Yom Kippur just passed and Hashem cleansed you, and in Hashem's memory, he doesn't remember the things, the wrong things that you did, why do... I'll be done in 2 minutes. Okay. If 5 minutes? Okay. Well, Yitzhara, whatever. He sees the fire, he's like, Yitzhara. No, I'm almost finished. I can talk for 5 hours, but I could finish this point because I think it's really important to say that... It sounds like a abyssal quote. The same way that Yom Kippur just passed and Hashem erased it from his memory, all the wrong things that you did, why are you remembering? Yes, you might be able to remember it in your mind, but in Hashem's eyes, it's gone. If it says that Hashem is recreating the world and recreating every moment, then really, when you did make that mistake and you fell, it's okay. Because Rav Nachman writes that sometimes Hashem is mechaseh your dat, He covers your intellect, because He wants you to fall, because yiridah letzorach aliyah. When you go to that club, when you make that mistake, you're learning something there for the future you. It's a crazy thing to wrap your head around. But the point I want to make is as follows. Don't think about the things that you did in the past. Everybody walks out of this room tonight with a chance to make a new decision, the chance to be a new person. And really, after you make the decision, the world's constantly being recreated. So why stop? Why stop there? Recreate yourself. Yes, the same way that we have to emulate Hashem that He forgets the wrong things that we did, we also have to emulate Hashem's understanding that if Hashem is recreating the world, why are you not recreating yourself with Him doing that? You didn't make a mistake. It was a part of you that got taken over by some ruach shtut, by some spirit, by some wind that comes into you. But it's not really you. The real you wants more. It wants more meaning. You know, happiness equals meaningful accomplishment. It wants more meaning. It wants more understanding, more purpose, more knowing who you are. That's the real you. You're giving it the wrong meaning that I have such a high soul that needs such spiritual connection that I really misunderstand myself and I go do something that's hurting me. But don't do that. Guys, go open a Gemara, go to a shiur. You have so much in the Five Towns, classes and rabbis and listen to music, kosher music, you know. Talk to Hashem. If you don't know what to say to Hashem, say, Hashem, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm trying. Yes, Judaism, it's not a religion, it's a relationship, okay? Get close to Hashem, talk to Him, and grow where you're at. It's hard for you to keep Shabbat. This Friday night, it comes in, let's say 6:52, if it happens to be that time, it's crazy, but I'm just guessing. 6:52, keep Shabbat until, 7:02. Keep Shabbat till 7:02. Next week, 20 minutes, 30. In 6 months, you'll be a fully Shomer Shabbat Jew. But what do? We overwhelm ourselves. I have to do this and do that. And and you collapse. You go nowhere. What time is Shabbat coming? 5:44. Thank you very much. I'm from Miami, so I'm not used to it. It's probably in Miami at 6. Don't check. If Shabbat is coming in at whatever time, it's a relationship. I get it. It's hard to keep Shabbat. You want to go on your phone. It's a quick-paced generation. Fine. But it's about you and Hashem, nobody else. Not what your parents tell you. But by the way, interestingly enough, you don't get the parents that you want. You get the parents that you need. And you chose your family. It says, "V'azav et ami ve'imo v'davak be'ishto." When a person gets married, they leave their parents' house and they get glued to their wife, right? Because she becomes your new priority. This is very interesting. This is very interesting because I have a personal chiddush on this, two chiddushim, and we'll call it a night. You don't want to leave your parents' house one day and have a smug look on your face. You want to work on that relationship today. And you want to look back and you want to say, thank you for raising me. I'm going to go start my life and become a mother and a father myself. Every single day in the tefillah we say, Baruch Shamar Vaya Olam. God spoke and the world is created. All of you speak and you could be creating or destroying worlds. A person can say, not anybody in this room, not anybody in the world, please Hashem, but a person in some other world, right, some alien can say, I have a bad relationship, not me, not you, with my parents. Well, you know why you have a bad relationship? Because you keep saying you do. A person says, I'm broke. Well, angels come and say, Amen. You have to speak greater than what your eyes can see. You have to say, I have a good relationship with my parents. I tried this, it works. And then all of a sudden, you're not sending them bad energy anymore. You say, I have a good relationship with my parents, and you brainwash yourself to believe it, because this whole world is brainwashing. An angel came, you learned the whole Torah, he flicked you, you're coming into this world looking for instructions. But Torah, the shorish, the root of the word Torah, if you break it down, it's Hora'ah, instruction manual. So God is teaching you, it's not some extreme thing, it's just practical, it's an instruction manual how to live the best possible life. So when you come and your eyes, like in GTA, the example, right, your eyes only see what it is, and you're describing what you see, it's wrong. Start saying, I have a good relationship with my parents, and you're going to start to find the good points in them. You're not going to constantly look at your parents and be upset because you have some expectation of how they should be because of what you saw online or because of what you see in your friends, comparing, right? Horrible. You're going to start to look at the good things that they do. And even if your parents curse and yell, whatever it is, are they still living in the house? Are they still taking care of you? Are they still paying for the... Are they there? They're not perfect, fine, but you know what? Be your own parent. Practice. It says in chapter 27 Tehillim, Avi ve'imi azavuni v'Hashem yasveni. My mother and my father abandoned me. King David is saying this. Shaul tried to kill him. He's hiding in caves. You guys know the story. But Hashem picked me up. If a person really understands God in the right way, and you all will and do, and me, I'm not even a percent of close, but you'll understand that you can go to Hashem for all your needs. Avraham ha'ivri. Why is he called ha'ivri? Because ivri means the opposite. The whole entire world world was thinking about Mamdani and Trump and what's going to happen, and he was not, I'm going to be Avraham, I'm going to go and follow and look for God. It's happening in the world. You could be your own Ivri in today's generation too. I promise you one thing. If you look for God, you're going to find Him. It says, "Pitchuli petach echudosh shamachad ve'eftach pecha echudosh lulam." Hashem says, opening me the opening the size of a needle. Leave this shiur. Or even right now, think in your head, I want to get closer to Hashem. I have that ratzon. Because right now you guys feel warm, you feel good. You go to a metal bar outside, you try to mold it, it doesn't work anymore because it's already cold. The heart can be stiff sometimes. Right now everybody in this room is looking at me, I'm looking at you, everything is warm, it's fuzzy, it feels good. Now is the time to mold yourself. Leave tonight and make a difference. And I promise you, make the right decision and you will not lose out. Guys, I promise you, if you stop with the spilling X, Y, and Z, you're going to become rich. But not just rich financially, rich in your mind. Because freedom is not financial. Freedom is freedom from the Yetzer Hara. When you're able to overcome your own desires, your own inclinations, to use it and to save it for the right time. Same thing for the women. You guys are Benot Israel. If there was no women in Israel, then the Torah wouldn't be able to exist. Yes, a man goes and he works and he conquers and he learns Torah, but he has a strong woman at home who's praying for him to come home safely that night. We owe the woman everything. And interestingly enough, a woman comes to this world to help the man fulfill his purpose. That's why she's called Ezer Kenegdo. She's a helper, but she's against you. What's the pshat? The pshat is that the man picks. Kabbalistically speaking, even your private organ, the man's private part is out and the woman is in. Giver, receiver. The man has to go and to make himself strong, and she'll be able to harbor around that strength. She'll be able to receive. When a man is intimate with the woman, in the right time, by the way, if he's not intimate at the right time or spilling all over himself on the representative, he made a mistake. Doesn't mean that Hashem is not real, doesn't exist. If you guys want, we could even do a class one time, if it happens, where I can show you guys scientific evidence that the Torah is true. But I want to say one more chidush and I'm leaving. Anybody ever heard of Rav Chaim Kanievsky?
Yeah.
So he had a son, Rav Shlomo Kanievsky. And this is going to be the most amazing thing you ever heard in your life. Because I made a Jonathan Rafat. And I approved this message. How are you doing? Shkoyach. He says, it says in the Gemara, and pay attention, this is very interesting. Finding your soulmate, well, not really finding, you don't have to look. You have to just wait for it to come to you, right? Because people think Judaism is attracting. No, attracting means I have to do something to convince God to give me. You don't have to attract. If you have a neshama, he's your father, you're automatically attracting, he wants to take care of you. Do I have to convince you that your parents love you? Hopefully not, right? But you know. Same thing with Hashem. Emunah is amazing, bitachon is amazing. Very amazing foundational principles and beliefs, 100%. But a person has to live with Hashem. Living with Hashem means I know that I have a soulmate. But why? Because Hashem isn't my father. He's my loving, kind father in heaven. The money is already in the bank account. Everything is already coming my way. I know. How do you know? How do you get to a level that you know? You start to learn who is Hashem. And when you learn who Hashem is and what He means to you, nothing can touch you. You're untouchable. When you live with Hashem, you come into a meeting with different energy. You're not trying to convince the buyer. The meeting's already sold. And if it doesn't work with this meeting, it'll be the next one. You're calm. You go on a date, you're calm. I'm not trying to convince her to lie. I'm going to be myself. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to invest in this. And if it doesn't work, fine, I tried. You see how much easier that sounds? How much more simpler and relaxing that comes off when you just live with Hashem and you know? You don't have to convince anybody. You live with God and you take one step at a time and everything is gishmak. Something happened? Oh. So anyways, Rav Shlomo Kanievsky said a fabulous chidush. Anybody know about the splitting of the sea? Let me ask you guys a question. Please know the answer. On whose merit did the sea split? Not wrong. What?
Nachshon
Ben Aminadav. Beautiful. Interestingly enough, Yam Suf, Yam Yud Mem is Rosh Tevot. It stands for Yosef Moshe. Ah, the bones of Yosef. And Moshe is humility, which is also how to find your soulmate. Because Yosef was pious and envious to God. He didn't sin on the hub, whatever. And that was a big merit. It's very important in Judaism, by the way. Shmirat HaBrit is very important. And Moshe was humble. Anybody want to date an egotistical, cocky guy? No, you want someone who's humble, who knows his value, doesn't have to show you, treats you with respect. It's very simple. Anyways, Nachshon stepped up and the sea split for him. Why? Rav Shlomo Kanievsky said a fabulous chidush. Listen to this. He walked in and the sea split. But what did he do? He put his head down. I want the best girl and the best family and the best reputation, and I want them to buy me a house in Jerusalem and one in the... Who do you think you are? If Hashem sent you a girl, accept it. Go out with her. It's not your right one. The right one will come. people, it says in Pirkei Avot, Ahava shetuya al davar batel davar batel ahava. Love that is dependent on something that's not who the person is. The second that that something ceases to exist, the love will cease to exist. You marry a girl for her beauty, the beauty goes away, obviously be attracted. But just because of her beauty and you don't care who she is, one day she doesn't look good, you can't look at her. You marry her for her money, her parents go broke, you're not interested anymore. When you're dating, make sure that you love this person strictly for who they are and nothing else, no contingencies attached. Because if you love them for who they are, whether they gain weight or lose weight or go crazy or get into an accident or lose everything they have, the love is for who that person is. And we'll go into it later. But what do? You put your head down. I want a 300K job and I want a 401K in pension. You're gonna stay without a job. Work in the pizza store. Start, hustle, do what Sam does. The guy edits and helps me with my content. Be a hustler. Hustle, get up and move. And I'm gonna tell you my personal chidush. You start your life, you go through the deserts, and finally you get to a place in your life, which everybody is in that place in their life tonight. In front of you is uncertainty. I never lived the way that Jonathan said before. I'm uncertain. I don't know if I want to do it. Behind you is the Egyptians, the past pulling you in. Trauma, fears, but what if, the thoughts. All of Bnei Israel was like, what do we do? Nachshon had confidence in God and he showed it with the action. He stepped in and then the sea split. If you want Hashem to split the sea for you in your life and to create a miracle for you, take the step forward. And Bezrat Hashem, you're going to see. When you take the step forward in your life, Hashem will split the sea for you. Thank you guys so much for listening.